called black coffee anything else?
I don't remember.
You ever heard people say, I want my coffee straight?
Well, straight and
straight. Have you ever heard people say, I want it barefooted?
Have you ever heard that? They do say that sometimes.
Yeah, I've heard people say that. What about if you met somebody walking along, you'd say that person, if somebody's not going away from you, he's coming straight
forward.
Mm-hmm. Or he's not going away from you, he's coming
to me.
Or towards you or something like that. Okay. Well, what about if you met somebody out of town and you were telling me about it later on, you might say, well, I wasn't looking for him, I just sort of
run into him.
Okay. Well, what about if a child is given the same name that his father has, you say they name the child
nickname? No, not nickname, but a
Jim or Wallace or what?
I know what they did.
Well, they did. You know, if they gave the child the son the same name as the father, you say they named the child. You say after daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call that animal? A lot of people have as a pet. You know, it barks.
That dog.
Do you have a dog?
What?
Do you have one? You
don't. Yeah, we got a dog.
You do? I have a fox.
It's a what?
Feist.
Little feist dog.
Small.
Or a little small dog.
What do you mean by feist?
Well,
that's the name of the dog.
Oh. Do people around here use the word feist to describe just any dog that's a small dog, likes to bark a lot?
No, there's different breeds of dogs.
There's all kind of different dogs. Mm-hmm.
What
lap dogs? No.
Yeah. What would you call the dog that was a mixed breed? You say he's just an old what?
Crossbreed or something like that.
You ever heard people call them a mutt or a
mutt,
a mongrel or something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you wanted your dog to attack another dog or attack another person, you'd tell it, what would you say to him?
I say, go get him.
Go get him? If you wanted him to stop, you'd say what?
Stop.
Uh-huh.
Come here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You might, talking about a dog, you might tell somebody, you better watch out for that dog. He might...
Might bite you.
He might bite you because yesterday he...
Bit somebody
and he has...
Had bit somebody before.
Yeah, okay. Talking about a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?
The bull.
Are there any special words maybe that a farmer might use to refer to a bull, or would he just call it a bull too?
Most of them just called it that.
They say bull. Maybe, I don't know about now, but maybe a few years back, if you were in mixed company, you know, if there were women around,
yeah,
would you still say
the
bull?
The male.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, let's say, if we were talking about cattle, what are some of the different types of cows that you have?
Well, there's Jerseys and Holsteins and Angus.
Mm-hmm. Old Holsteins, man, they make cows, I'm telling you.
Yes, ma'am?
Yes, sir.
What about some types of animals that you'd use to plow?
Mules and horses.
Mm-hmm. Or what about these animals that kind of look like bulls?
Ox.
Yeah. Have you ever seen them use much for plowing? Is that right? Are they good as mules or better?
Too slow.
Mm-hmm.
How come is way back yonder, you don't remember it, but they had a couple of bull farmers. Mm-hmm. You've heard of it. Mm-hmm. Well, I'd farmed over about 40 crops. And at the end of the season, they throwed out a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. They had a bunch of cows on their steers on their hands. Mm-hmm. And the man down there in charge of it gave me one of them for feed. I turned some of them to bean field I had. Mm-hmm. And he gave me that great big long steer. And he plowed good, so I plowed him a little bit.
Is that right?
Mad to have hired.
Oh, man, you can hear him talking real loud to people.
Is that right?
Talking to that old yearling.
Oh, he was stubborn, though.
Is that right?